Cassie Hour. Doug Steffens, good day. And Jennifer, Roberta, Rich, and here with you. Doug is at the Ag Expo. May check in a little bit later. Until then, we're going to have a very cool conversation with Lisa Gibbons. Yeah, you remember Lisa from Entertainment Tonight.
I love Lisa.
Yeah, she's great. She's very
cool. She always looks happy and nice.
Yeah.
Well,
you know?
And that's part of why we're going to be speaking to her. She's got a new TV show, and she's going to talk to us about new beginnings and happy endings. So stick around for that. Just coming up here in a few minutes. Until then, if you check out, I'm just looking at what's over at DougSteffen.com.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, 5,000 participants in Thailand have helped them set a world record for a hula hoop.
Oh, my goodness. Of course.
Thailand.
And they're all wearing pink T-shirts because that's what you do when you're hula hooping.
I want to know who the first person is to say, hey, let's break the world hula hoop.
But if you're going to break a world record, this one's at least a fun one.
Where they get 5,000 hula hoops?
Whammo. Yeah. Whammo.
Toys R Us.
Do either of you have a hula hoop sitting around your house?
Actually, not anymore. Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Actually, yes.
You do? And
yeah.
I have two of them, obviously, having small kids. I have two of them.
And actually, my daughter in New Orleans, Elena, has actually been making money with her hula hoop skills in Jackson
really?
Square. Yes.
Like on the street?
On the street, yes.
Now, I used to be pretty good just going around the hips, like, you know, the traditional hula hooping, but I could never figure out how people could do, like, their arms and their legs.
Oh, she's incredible. She does, like, several at one time.
When we go to Jazz Fest, you'll see these girls dancing to the music with several hula hoops on. You know, the one around their neck, one around their hips, a couple around their arms or something like that. And it's incredibly cool and kind of sexy. Until you see they usually have, like, you know, hair under their arms and haven't showered in a couple of weeks. Yeah, it's usually the hippies.
Well, she's not a hippie. She doesn't have hair under her
arms. I know, she's not a hippie.
I know
your daughter's not a hippie.
She's just tattooed, but...
Yeah, yeah. But it's definitely a cool thing. So the kids try to get me to do it, you know, and...
it's good exercise.
It's good exercise.
Now, and good
really
for coordination,
too.
Now, you need hips, okay? See, my body goes big up...
That's why women are better.
Smaller down, yeah. You guys have hips to keep it up there. And my son is at it. He's actually pretty good at it.
It's all how you move it. It's all the motion, Rich.
You got to shake it.
It's not your hips. It's the motion.
It ain't the hips. It's the motion.
You got to move it. Move it.
So if you had to earn money from one of your stupid human tricks, do you guys have anything that you could earn money from?
Ooh.
Like your daughter has hula hooping. I can tie knots into cherry stems. Like
I consider talking about hula hoops on the radio a pretty stupid human trick. But other than that,
I have a few, but I can't talk about it on a family
show. You can play guitar, Rich. You can play guitar.
I can sing very little.
I can sing harmony.
Yeah, I wouldn't make a lot of money. Yeah, we would,
all right, so we're going to have a band.
We'd be living
and your
in
daughter
the
can
stuff.
Dance with the hula hoop.
Exactly.
All right, so coming up, I want to see if Lisa
Gibbons has
a hula hoop.
Human trick.
That's the first question we're going to ask
we're
Lisa Gibbons. She has a hula hoop in her
and if
house.
She has a stupid human trick that she can earn money with.
And a stupid human trick.
Yeah.
I think she probably does have a hula hoop.
I think she does.
All right, so new beginnings, happy endings, Lisa Gibbons, hula hoops, and stupid human tricks, all coming up on Good Day.
Hurry into Sam's Club today for these special offers on Serta mattresses. For a limited time, get a Serta Eurotop Queen mattress set for only $398. Now through February 18th, save even more with special financing for 18 months on any Serta mattress purchase of $279 or more with a Sam's Club consumer credit card. Hurry into Sam's Club today. This special buy is only available while quantities last. See club for details. Life's better when you're in the club. Sam's Club. Join and save.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Monday. Texas is being overrun by some of the baddest cars to ever hit the road. But delegates have to go through these two first.
Fired up!
Richard and Aaron are back for an all-new season of
Fast and Loud.
Fast and Loud. Restoring the cars you know and love.
Shelby. 59 Apache short bed.
32 Ford. And having a damn good time doing it. Fast and Loud. New season premieres Monday at 9 on Discovery.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit your local AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359 to get your business started today. You pushed to talk. We pushed it further. AT&T. Rethink possible.
New activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, Geico has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has Geico. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry, you make it double. Don't worry.
Don't worry.
Worry.
Be happy.
I like this now. It's been a good place.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? It's 13 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Rich, Jennifer, and Roberto with you. Doug is off at the Farm Ag Expo, and we're now joined by the former host of one of the most popular entertainment shows in history, Lisa Gibbons.
Yeah.
Now,
and I described you, Lisa, as always looking happy. I mean, you're always beautiful, but you always look happy and, like, just at peace with the world. It's a good look. I like it.
Oh, wow. That's a lovely compliment. And you know what? That is a hard-fought-for state of being.
Good.
Well, it's a hard place to be. But, Lisa, now you are hosting your new TV news magazine called America Now and weekly TV news on My Generation on PBS, correct?
Yes.
And I saw this come in last week when they were telling us that you were going to be available, and it hit me right away. And it's called A Guide to Creating Happy Endings and New Beginnings. And the reason it hit me right away is because I used to be in the sales business,
mm-hmm.
and you started over every single month. On the first of every month, it was a whole new game. So no matter how bad the month you had was, today's a new day, and this is a new month. And that taught me a lot in life, that no matter how bad today is, tomorrow's a new day, and I can start it all over. Get rid of what was and start with what's new. So I saw this and was immediately intrigued and wanted to talk to you about it. So tell us a little bit more. What's going on with this?
Gosh, I'm so glad, and that's exactly the frame that I think puts us in the position of really being the authors of our own stories. The book is Take Two, and it is about endings and beginnings, because life is a series of holding on and letting go. But what I find is, you know, over the course of years and living your life, it gets all over you, and it builds these kind of layers and layers, and we lose our way a little bit. And sometimes we arrive at a place and go, wait, this isn't the life I ordered. You know, where's my happy ending? Where's my happily ever after? And I think that we forget our music. And so the book is really simple strategies, examples of how I kind of reintroduced myself to the person that I needed to be now. Because, you know, I had, like, my mother died, my oldest daughter went off to college, I got older, I got divorced, I left my job. These were all the things I used to identify myself in the world. And I knew I needed to find a new way to show up in my life. And I don't want to be simplistic and cavalier here, but any time is a good time to hit the reset button. And you get to decide, you know, how you see things and what your frame is. So the book is all about getting into the make it better business.
Wow.
How did you set the reset button in your own life? Like, what were some of the things that you did?
You know, I started by taking a little bit of inventory and making a promise to myself. You know, what are your absolutes? What are your lines in the sand? Because I think that we get so used to people pleasing. First of all, I gave up my membership in the Perpetual Society of People Pleasers.
I noticed you were missing from our group meeting, by the way.
I noticed I was gone. I stopped looking for balance because I think that really is bogus and sets you up to feel like you fail every day. So I started looking at how to navigate my time and how to invest my time rather than balance my time so that I could feel more successful about the choices that I was making in my life. And so I give some little tips on how to do these things, how to look at becoming proud of who you are, because that's where it all starts is, you know, you're the only one who knows, are you doing things that sync up with your values and your actions? And if they do, then you're proud. If not, we kind of feel bad about ourselves.
And then that's the opportunity to make the changes. I grew up, a friend of mine, his older brother, had some bad circumstances. His dad created a business and ruined his credit and then used his son's credit and ruined his credit when he was just 20 or 21 years old.
Yikes.
And has used that excuse his whole life not to better himself, and has basically lived a very sad life, and has always thrown back that circumstance. And I thought to myself the whole time, how lazy is that? It's an excuse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're 21 years old, you've still got the whole world in front of you. And that's all you need to do is hit that reset button. Okay, this happened. How do I get through it? So if you're a person that's in that stage that he is and doesn't see better things on the other side, you know, how do you get to that other side? I mean, you obviously knew that there are better days ahead if you were having a tough day.
I think that you're so right about, you know, this is an inside job and you have to drop the dread. The dread comes from the expectation. So your buddy had an expectation of, you know, it's never going to change for me and, you know, I got kind of dealt a bad hand and all that. So first of all, there is really looking at setting yourself up for success. And I think I had a team of people that set the pace for me. I mean, call it mentors, I call them my pace setters, but success leaves clues. Look at the people who have what you want and begin to study what they did. And many times, and I don't want to sound simplistic, but it's a way of looking at the world. You know, it's like no matter where you go, there you are. So I looked at what was my empowerment system. What were the things that I needed to feel like I could go out and conquer the world? And so I only said yes to the things that gave me that. So I look at people who say yes to the wrong things, and I've reframed it to yes standing for your empowerment system. And this really helped me eliminate a lot of clutter in my life and realize where I was wasting energy on things that didn't really matter to me and that didn't really mean much to the world or to the people that I thought I was giving it to.
You know, it's great that you mentioned that because here in our office, we've had some people that I describe as a cancer. You know, you always work with somebody who's always the downer person and always tries to keep everybody else down because they want to be down. That's where they're comfortable being. And you learn how to filter those people out of your life so that you can get past it and can keep moving forward.
Those negative Nellies, they really do. If you want to give yourself the best chance of feeling that you're living your life in a place of joy, edit out those people and don't even bat an eye. And I think that that's hard for some of us because loyalty is a trait that we value in our
society.
We're sympathetic.
Yeah, you're sympathetic and comfortable. All right, it's great stuff. So check it out. It's Take to Your Guide to Creating Happy Endings and New Beginnings by our friend Lisa Gibbons. You can get it at any major bookstore, or you can visit her at lisagibbons.com. Thank you, Lisa.
Thanks. Nice to talk to you.
You too.
You too.
Don't worry. Be happy.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cookpot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're a gambler,
yes,
and you want to get on the hot odds,
and Rich and I are gamblers, by the way, when we were hanging out in Vegas a few weeks ago,
big gamblers.
Yeah.
We were rolling, baby,
rolling the dough.
That's right. We were walking through Vegas.
We were handing out hundies on the street.
Hey.
So here are some odds that you might not be able to pass up on who is going to be the new pope.
This makes me laugh. You know, I first heard the story yesterday, and they were actually seriously betting on all the candidates. There's like three or four guys that are supposed to be
serious candidates.
Yeah, sure. There's a guy from Canada, a guy from Brazil.
I got the African-American dude.
Right. They're saying that the Canadian guy is probably not that likely because they want to do someone from a third world country. But
and they don't want a pope going around going, hey, all the time.
I'm so supportive of this guy from Canada. I would love him to be it. His name's Cardinal Marc Ouellette. And the reason I love him so much is because he's a hockey fan. So I feel like maybe we could get a few extra points from the big guy upstairs, you know? He's big into the Quebec Nordiques, so, you know, like it.
Oh, boy.
Because I love
it. All right, so what are some of the other options up there?
Okay, so I'm reading through the story, and I see, you know, the traditional guys. Well, then I see that they've offered some odds for people that maybe you might not expect, like Lance Armstrong. His odds are 10,000 to 1. So what I'd like to do is go bet on him and then ask one of those little Pope smoke guys
to just
mess with it for 30 seconds, Pope or Cardinals. Just give us Lance for 30 seconds so I can win my money. Also, getting odds in Las Vegas, the Irish author, political activist, and former lead singer of the Boomtown Rats, Bob Geldof,
is listed at
1,000 to 1.
Really?
Yeah. Noted atheist and evolutionary biologist Richard Dawkins listed at 666. Think that's funny? To 1.
Wait a minute. Don't you have to be a cardinal to become pope?
Yes. But his number is 6661.
Because
he's an atheist, too.
Yeah.
And evolutionary biologist. No big bang there. Bono, who is actually Catholic and Irish and
so he's got a shot if he becomes a bishop real quick. Yeah.
1,000 to 1 odds.
Okay.
He'll really sound good when he sings the stuff from the church.
Wouldn't that be awesome? Yeah. Oh, maybe we could get some better music in the Catholic Church. That'd be great. Madonna and Oprah Winfrey. Also, both listed at 2,000 to 1 odds.
Yeah.
So there you go.
I can't see walking into the Pope's office and having Madonna's coffee table book sitting there.
Could you imagine? Yeah, I don't know if that would work. But Oprah, maybe. Oprah for Pope. She already has the gold toilet. They have that at the Vatican.
So did you see, apparently after the Pope announced his resignation, it was like late at night in Italy and early morning here. I mean, that doesn't work out. But it was dark there when it started kind of getting out.
Right.
And then there was a photographer there at the Vatican, and there was a storm, and this guy likes photographing lightning. So he figured, okay, well, I'll stick around here and see if I can get any lightning strikes here at the Vatican.
Yeah.
Bam. mm-hmm. hit the dome of the up at the cupola. The cupola.
Big guy upstairs not too happy about
it. The big guy upstairs
resigning.
Got a little statement about, you know, the Pope resigning.
I don't know if you have it. I think it was Jimmy Fallon, one of the late night guys, actually talked about it and said that he I guess his retirement plan was denied by God.
Hold on. Let me see if I can get this.
People are talking about, with Pope Benedict retiring in 2 weeks, more than 100 cardinals will sequester themselves in the Sistine Chapel to choose the next pope. Now, here's what they do. They send out white smoke if they've chosen somebody, black smoke if they haven't chosen somebody, and a text message when they find out it's 2013. White smoke and black smoke. And this is crazy. Do you see this photo? Yesterday, lightning struck St. Peter's Basilica just hours after Pope Benedict announced his resignation. Yeah. And the Pope said, I guess that's a no. I'm getting paid for my unused vacation days.
Vacation days. There you go.
Yeah, God, yeah, that's a pretty big statement, and it was a strong light. I saw the video of it. It's quite amazing to look at how it lights up the whole dome. It's very cool.
Wow.
All right, so there.
How often that happened?
Yeah, right.
God may be mad at you if you quit your job, so stick to it. It's 28 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
It's lights out for common sense. Congress passed a law banning all traditional light bulbs by 2014, and I understand why. We're all concerned about the environment, and we have all heard that the new compact fluorescent bulbs use less energy. But if we examine the issue through the lens of liberty, we see that free people ought to be allowed to make their own consumer choices. Not everyone believes the new bulbs are better or last longer, and some people think they're not only more expensive, but potentially dangerous. That is precisely why America's founders wanted us to be free to make up our own minds and not have the government dictate every aspect of our daily lives. That freedom is what makes us Americans, and we ought to defend it, even against our own Congress.
The Lens of Liberty is brought to you by the Vernon K. Creeble Foundation.
Discover Card, how can I help you?
Oh, you're real?
You know I'm real. With our new card, we're always here to talk.
Well, that's good, because I don't have time for machines.
Some companies just don't appreciate the power of conversation.
Real people.
Uh-huh.
It's like I'm calling the land of machines.
And with their robot voices.
Oh, I don't like those machines. Oh.
Now, how can I help you?
Oh, I don't even remember.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Talk to a real person. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Chops sticking to my lips, raspberry cream I can't resist, flavorful tea oh so juicy, just give one to my friend Lucy, burst of berries creamy rich, chapstick always on my lips, la 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 la, la 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 la.
Apply new chapstick raspberry cream and apply happy, luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers, grab one from the cough and cold aisle,
la 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 la.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Upset because she's lost all her pictures.
Yeah,
and Richie's given her very good advice. She has a BlackBerry, which is modern technology in comparison to what I have, but not modern technology in comparison to what most people have.
You have the Sprint Dingleberry, I believe, right? Isn't that what you have? Like the BlackBerry, but it's like an original version.
If you are going to take pictures with your phone, Meredith lost all of her pictures on her BlackBerry. If you are going to take pictures with your phone, back them up somehow. If it doesn't back up to a cloud like, you know, the iPhone does, or to your computer by syncing it, definitely take that little card out or have some way to back them up, because this is the one thing I can tell you for sure. Guaranteed.
You'll lose it when you don't want to.
You're going to lose it at some point.
Right. Well, so see what the advice is. Well placed, Richie, and should go down to the store.
Take the card to the BlackBerry store and say, please put this in a new phone and see if I can recover my photos.
Right. There you go.
And they may be able to recover the photos off of her
phone. Advice for lots of people who will find themselves in the same situation.
It's that time of year, man. You're snapping photos left and right with that camera. Make sure you're backing them up.
She had some precious pictures of me acting as Elvis. Right?
Oh, yeah. My God. Did you really just say she had some precious pictures of me?
Precious pictures.
Oh.
What do you mean? What's wrong with that?
I'd make you sleep on the couch if you said that to me.
Precious.
I am so precious.
No, I understand.
It's all scary.
Get a hold of yourself, will you please?
And Meredith, do you still look at him as a man when he says a statement like that?
Precious.
What's wrong with that? Precious. Precious is a great word.
Yeah, dancing around the house in your little pink robe.
All right, man.
Feeling precious.
Precious pictures of Charlotte.
Now,
a dog can
dog
be precious.
Is precious.
All right.
A man?
Doug?
Not so much.
I don't think that's true at all. I don't think that's fair.
Really?
No.
I don't think that's fair.
My son is precious.
I have my precious moments.
You're 65.
I'm never mind telling people.
You don't get to be precious anymore.
Yes, I do. I have my precious moments.
If it doesn't matter anymore, then Doug's 94.
Precious moments.
You know, that actually is true. When you turn 80, you'll be precious again. But until then...
Here's when men get to stop being precious. Once you've grown hair all over your body, there's no more being precious.
If you're peeing on yourself, either as a child or as an old person, you're precious. If you're using the facilities, you're no longer precious.
That's right. Once you get a hairy back, no longer Preston. Got it?
When there's hair on your head, you're not Preston.
Or in your ears.
All right, so we have to, come on, Ernie's waiting for us. We have to do a couple of things.
And important.
By the way, the follow-up at Twitter and Facebook at DougStephan.com, there's a question of whether or not you have found a song you're so over. So tell us what song you're over. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Ernie Geller joins us just a moment here for a pithy visit, and I can guarantee you he's not going to talk about anything precious.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities, that owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Get ready for the three-day weekend with three big reasons to join Sam's Club. First, become a member by February 18th and get a gift card worth up to $20. Second, at Sam's Club, find incredible members-only prices on the quality brand-name products your family trusts. Third, you're guaranteed to love Sam's Club or we'll refund your membership fee. So join, get your $20 gift card, and see why life is better when you're in the club. Sam's Club, join and save. See club for details.
It's a new year and a great time to reflect on things you sometimes take for granted. As the saying goes, freedom doesn't come free. That couldn't be more true for our wounded soldiers returning home. Would you please join me in supporting veterans by getting them the help that they need and deserve? My partners at the Purple Heart Service Foundation are dedicated to seeing that all veterans receive the support they need, so with your help, they can continue to go above and beyond to serve those who have served us so well. Get involved today by making a donation. You can give any unneeded vehicle easily with a free pickup, boats, that sort of thing. Cash, credit card donations are also accepted. All donations are completely tax deductible. The Purple Heart Service Foundation relies on your donation, so don't sit around thinking about helping. Do something. Get involved by calling 877-743-1631. That's 877-743-1631. Purple Heart Service Foundation, 877-743-1631.
Right now, custom banners and posters are 50% off at Staples, which means it's less expensive than ever to get all the banners and posters your small business needs.
Okay, let's double check your order. I have a grand reopening banner, 500 sale flyers, business cards, a few passive-aggressive break room posters, and a less passive 6-foot banner advising people to stay away from your lunch in the fridge.
Sounds about right.
Perfect.
For a limited time, custom banners and posters are 50% off at Staples. That was easy. No coupon needed. Details in store and at staples.com/copy and print.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. We know that college costs can certainly add up, and often students need to take out loans to cover these costs. But come tax time, you can get some of that money back. That's because the interest you pay on loans used for college or vocational schools is deductible. And this year, the deduction limit for student loan interest is $2,500. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get every deduction, credit, every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
I want to ask you a couple of questions.
I've got nothing to hide.
My bill is due today and I haven't paid yet.
Is that a confession?
Have I committed a crime?
Nope. With our new 8 card, you can pay up till midnight Eastern time by phone or online the day it's due.
Convenient. How do I know you're telling the truth?
Because I work for Discover Card.
Got a witness to verify that?
Just you. You called me.
Okay, that checks out. You recording this?
Yes, I am.
Good, so am I.
I would like a copy.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Finally, a credit card that treats you like you treat you. Payment flexibility. Get the new 8 card at Discover.com.
This for a while.
The wet sprocket.
Pay tribute to our friend Hurry.
I can't believe you. You bend your words like you're.
Murray Geller is on the Good Day program. Yes, the spoon bender, the mind modifier, I don't want to use the term manipulator.
And picture fixer.
All right, so here's the story. Murray and I were just talking off the air. Meredith, we just said a few minutes ago that Meredith had on her BlackBerry a bunch of hundreds of pictures, actually, and they all just disappeared. And so when Murray was on, the first thing when he came on the phone, Meredith yelled, "The pictures are back!" So, but over the years, you've helped a lot of people using the mind power system that you have get watches fixed, clocks started to work, vacuum cleaners, whatever it is that was broken. There's a certain amount of energy that comes as a result of people being in the collective, right?
Well, you know, Doug, I always say that we all have a flow of energy. Why don't we work around it? And, yeah, you've got to be a believer and a positive thinker and materialize those aspects that are in your mind that you can actually make into reality. Remember, what you visualize, you can materialize.
So how has that worked for you over the years? Ari's been at this for 40 years. You've been known around the world for the things that you have done. You've contributed, how you've helped people. So how do you think you've managed to use your own facilities to move yourself into a place where you wanted to be?
Well, I used a lot of visualization, a lot of affirmation, a lot of meditation.
Can you tell us in a specific way the sorts of things that you may have done and what the outcomes have been so people just understand how it works?
Yeah, I had sheer willpower. I had to because, as you know my story, I came from a very poor family. And I had to catapult out of the misery we were in. And I promised my mother that I would become someday rich and famous. And I told her that when I was 7 or 8 years old. And then I just dreamt about it. It was a dream, but I said that it will come true. And when I started thinking that way, I believed that the law of attraction kicked in. Because the things I was wishing for myself were happening, were coming into my life. They were materializing. It was quite extraordinary. Everything I set out to do came in. So I really say to everyone out there, if you don't try, you will never know. If you think, oh, sure, that's never going to happen to me, you're dead wrong to think that way. Yes, it can happen to you, and it will happen to you. And that's basically it, Doug. Of course, there are other little elements that are, you know, you have to kind of count into the major picture, like good luck, being at the right time, in the right place, meeting the right people, and then networking, staying in touch, using your charm, using your charisma, using your character and personality, and then doors will open. I mean, it's that easy, really, Doug.
Yeah. It sounds easy, but people let themselves get tricked by whatever is going on in their own minds. I find what I've started to do lately, and I think I may have passed this along, and you and I may not have talked about this. I find that what works for me is to, as I'm going to bed, think about the stuff that I want and try to push out of my mind what I don't want. And it's hard. What you really need to do is not think at all of what you don't want, but that's hard to do. So you think in terms of what you do want with, I guess, more force, more focus.
Yeah.
And what goes on in your head before you go to bed is an interesting predicator, not only of how you sleep, but what is going on there in terms of contacting angels and people that will come into your life that can help you, and they may not even be of this life.
Well, you know, Doug, that positive thought and positive action are the enemies of sorrow. Think of it that way, if you wish.
Well, I also think that the people who are successful can't be that way on their own. And then you get into the support from other people in the form of all the energy that works together. Some people call it a power of collective prayer. It doesn't make any difference what you call it, but it's thinking about things. And the more successful people are, the more support they have from others, don't you think?
Yes. Very much so. But overall, Doug, you need friends.
Yeah.
You need family. You need people that you can trust around you. And you need the energy of confidence from other people. Sometimes your own confidence is not enough. You really have to form a network of positive individuals around you who can help you, who love you, truly love you. And we all say, and we've been saying this for centuries, that love is an energy. It's a source of power, and it makes things happen. This is why I'm also such a great believer in the power of prayer, like I said, the power of love, because we are all, you know, connected to each other. All humanity, just imagine, 7 billion people are all connected to each other with an invisible spiritual thread through which you can transmit the power of love and positive thinking. And if you can create that network around you, you will be successful no matter what happens out of that circle. You will not allow any negativity to penetrate that white light that you can create around yourself.
You know, one of the things that I also have learned, I think, knowing you and other people who are thoughtful and provocative, when you are helpful to others, when you are doing things for other people, I think it always pays off, even though you don't do it because what goes around comes around. It is a fact that what goes around comes around, but you don't do things because of that. But I think if you're pushing, let's say you're on a boat and you're trying to get across the river or something, one person by him or herself isn't going to do it as easily as two people.
Yeah, I like this. You know, what goes around comes around. It reminds me a quote that Socrates said, and if you remember it correctly, he said, "Nothing can harm a good man either in life or after death."
Mm-hmm.
If you're a good man, then you create a shield around you. Call it, you know, millions of people believe in angels. So they think they have a guardian angel that protects them. Mm-hmm. I'm a believer in angels.
Me too. Yep, absolutely.
I'm a believer in the afterlife.
Yeah.
So if you are in that mode, if you can trigger those thoughts of some of the things we just talked about, then you're on the way to success.
That's what we want for everybody. A great whisper in your ear. Well, actually, your birthday. We won't talk to you again until after your birthday. So you'll be enjoying your birthday with your family later this week. And that's a neat thing.
Happy birthday, Murray.
Energy that comes
out
of that.
Thank you. It's actually tomorrow. And thanks for remembering.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
too. Lots of love to you.
All right, Murray.
And we'll speak again next week.
UriGeller.com. UriGeller. UriGeller.com. All kinds of fascinating things on Uri's website, not only about what he's doing, but his philosophy and how he helps and gets you to help yourself. Uri, UriGeller, UriGeller.com. Happy birthday, pal.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's ironic. Sometimes technology makes life more complicated. Take your TV, for example. How many remote control devices does it take to change a channel? Geico, on the other hand, makes technology work for you. Your laptop, smartphone, tablet. No matter what device you have, no matter where you are, you're never more than a click or call away from Geico. It really is as simple as that.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
At home, I'm known as Mom. But in my classroom, I go by Ms. Johnson. Good morning, class. Please take your seat. As a teacher, I know what children need to be successful in school. That's why for my own children, I choose Primrose Schools. National assessment results show that Primrose students perform at about twice the level of their peers. That's something that's important to me as a parent and an educator. To see what other moms are saying, visit AskAPrimroseMom.com.
Right now.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neofera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to Neofera.com, spelled Neofera.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at Neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
At the World Ag Expo doing all things farming and animals, which is convenient because our friend Warren Eckstein is here to talk animals with us. But my twisted brain has taken us somewhere, Warren, and I don't know how to ask you this, but eating your pets and how farmers eat your pets and how much of a problem that is in the pet world. So we're going to follow my twisted brain when we come back here at Doug Steffens. Good day. It's 53 past the hour. But...
hurry into Sam's Club today for these special offers on Serta mattresses. For a limited time, get a Serta Eurotop Queen mattress set for only $398. Now through February 18th, save even more with special financing for 18 months on any Serta mattress purchase of $279 or more with a Sam's Club consumer credit card. Hurry into Sam's Club today. This special buy is only available while quantities last. See club for details. Life's better when you're in the club. Sam's Club. Join and save.
Cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
So, Warren, Doug is at the World Farm Ag Expo doing all things farming today. And, you know, we always know that the small family farm, kids grow up on the farm and they have their favorite pig, their favorite, you know, cow, their favorite chicken, whatever it is. And then, unfortunately, that one day their favorite animal becomes dinner. How do we get from, okay, this chicken is for for dinner and these dogs, what in man's history made the dog a pet and the chicken food and not the other way around?
Chicken tastes better.
There's Roberta, Miss Sensitivity.
Well, simple.
They are just farm vegetables. That's the no. Here's the bottom line. The reason that dogs and man have become so close is because there was a bond early on. Man could not hunt without the dog, and the dog could not survive as well without the man. So there was a bond that was established, and that's the relationship. But after that, other than cats, of course, but other than that, people have been raising animals for food. I don't like the idea. I don't understand it, but I guess if you grow up in that type of mentality, it's different. For example, when I had my farm in upstate New York, when I say it was a farm, it was a rescue farm for animals. I had rescued, and I had pigs and chickens and ducks and whatever, but they were all pets. Yet the people behind me had a dairy farm, and if one of the cows was not giving the right amount of milk, they would think nothing of slaughtering the cow and having Rosie for dinner that night. I guess it's the way you brought up. I don't understand what the difference really is. I mean, you know, living
well, there's mentality. I mean, there's, you know, certain people are just really comfortable with this is the food chain, and without this, we can't survive. I'm more comfortable going to getting my food in a cellophane wrapped package from the grocery store out of the freezer section than I am actually taking care of business out in the back pasture.
Well, it eliminates the guilt. It eliminates the guilt factor. You know, sometimes when people go to buy a piece of meat at the supermarket, they don't realize that was on a living, breathing thing. The way I really that gets me is the hardest part for me is when I'm driving on the freeway and you see the trucks going by with the cows in it or the pigs in it, knowing that this is their one-way ride to the last place they're going to be. That does bother me. I'm not an abolitionist here. I'm not standing on the bandwagon. You know, what's right for me may not be right for you. I just really don't understand how you can have a relationship with something, then kill it and eat it.
So you're okay with eating meat. You're just not okay with having a relationship with meat and then eating it.
I'm okay with you eating meat. Okay.
Are you a vegetarian?
I was a vegan for many, many years. I'm more of a vegetarian now, but I was a total vegan for many years.
So the bottom line is we can ride horses so they serve a purpose. We don't eat them.
But look what's going on in Europe now. You hear the stories in Europe with all the horses
and
in England.
Yeah. So, and dogs help us hunt, so they've become our friends. Cats, I have no idea what their purpose is.
I don't think they taste like chicken, so we leave them alone.
Ew, but they're so cute.
What's cuter than a cow's face? If you look in the ass and dog, he'll say, what is cuter than a cow's face? A reality, and yet, you know.
Well, hey, listen, you know, it's the way the world is, and without this food and without what these animals do for us, we wouldn't survive.
Everyone's got to do what they got to do, but my feeling is if it looks back at me, I'm not eating it.
Well, unfortunately, the freezer section
won't work. Good thing carrots don't have eyes.
There you go. You're right. You're right about that.
All right.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.